Members of the Kanawha County community gathered at West Virginia State University earlier this week to discuss race and the ongoing battle for equality. Community members, officials, and students took part in a discussion at West Virginia State looking at different racial issues affecting West Virginia and Kanawha County. The discussion was organized by students and the American Friends Service Committee. Taking Action for Racial Equality was a discussion focused on finding ways to reduce racial disparities in the state. It was part of a series of events that began last November at the Summit on Race Matters in West Virginia that drew nearly 200 people. Takiyah Smith is a West Virginia State student from Charleston who says it was important for students to lead the discussion.
It means a lot to me because I'm from here, and we're not talking about changing things in the entire world. We are talking about changing things right here in West Virginia. It makes me feel really good. You know, I'm 21 years old, and I know I'm doing something that's extremely significant and that matters, and it's really fulfilling.
The forum focused on ideas generated at a June meeting at the East End Family Resource Center. That meeting generated possible community solutions to racial inequality and voter engagement, criminal justice reforms, and investments in affordable housing on Charleston's west side. 8 issue teams presented solutions, and then participants had the opportunity to pick teams they wanted to join in order to take action. Takiyah Smith says each discussion of race in the region is a step in the right direction.
Having a victory on one racial justice initiative is not going to eliminate racism all over the country or even all over the world. But that's okay, because we've taken one more step towards where we need to be, and that's equality.
Among those issues was reinvestment in Charleston's west side, where Reverend Matthew Watts says they just need others in the region to believe in the community.
The west side is arguably West Virginia's most challenged community. If we were a separate municipality, we'd be the 9th largest city in West Virginia with over 18,000 people. We have the highest concentration of African-American people anywhere in the state of West Virginia. We have over 4,000 children in one neighborhood. So we're trying to bring attention to the west side and how it can be a model community of how a place can be transformed from the inside out.
Other issues discussed include the Second Chance Employment Act, which would allow for the expungement of one nonviolent felony 5 years after time served in order to allow the person to have a clean record, and issues like LGBTQ safety and equality on West Virginia State's campus. West Virginia State will host another meeting in January to track the progress of the various action teams assembled during the event. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis, and Institute.